Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school. And now, I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Are you stuck with a low credit score? A credit report and score that's causing you to be denied credit or pay higher interest rates than others for the same things? Then do what Terrence did and call the experts at CreditRepair.com for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help restore your credit.
I started thinking about buying a new house and my score wasn't where I needed it to be. I called and spoke with one of the representatives and just had a good conversation and I liked what he was saying.
Just one call for his free credit evaluation was all it took.
I'm seeing the deletions and I'm getting the report, so I know something's being done. It does make a difference to me.
At CreditRepair.com, dreams do happen.
Thanks to CreditRepair.com, I will be able to have a better credit score and get that house.
Don't let a low credit score hold you back another day. Do what Terrence did and make the call for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help get back on track to great credit.
Call 800-683-4522. That's 800-683-4522. 800-683-4522.
And we welcome you into the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. We'll have more on the game between Mountain Home and Jacksonville in a little bit. We'll also look at some of the other scores from around the state and from around the area. But right now, we are being joined here at halftime by Mountain Home High School Band Director Tom Chetnick. Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Well, just first off, kind of tell me, how are things going with the band right now?
Well, we're right in the middle of the busiest part of our season. You know, we started in late July and have had a little bit of a rough start with the weather on some of these Friday nights.
Yeah.
It's either raining or it's really hot and humid out. But we went to competition last weekend. Of course, got this homecoming game tonight. And then next week we head off to Branson and then to Region. And so we've got a whole flurry of activities over the next month.
Well, let's talk about that most recent competition. Where were you guys at?
We went to Ozark, Missouri at the Pride of the Ozarks. There was 22 groups there. We were the only one from Arkansas this time there, but there was several groups from the St. Louis area and Kansas City area and Springfield. So it was a really good competition. We finished 11th, but the kids did really well. And it's good to go and compete at that high level, you know, not just to go somewhere to try to win a bunch of trophies, but to try to learn, try to get better. And so we were right in the mix with all those really good schools.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I don't think a lot of people realize how early you guys have to start preparing for the school year, unless they have kids or grandkids that take part in the band. But how early do you guys normally start, and how much preparation does it take to go in there?
So actually, we started in May after our end of the year concert, and then of course we work on graduation music. But we get the show music out when school was out. We did a couple of days of marching clinic, starting to learn some of the formations and working on some marching technique. Of course, we have some kids go to camps over the summers, and then late July we start. We do like 2-3 weeks before school starts. We have a pretty extensive schedule, 2 to 3 hours a day. Some days we go like maybe up to 6 to 8 hours, of course, feed the kids and stuff. And then, of course, we meet every day in school, and then we meet once a week on Thursday nights for our practice. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of time to put it all together.
You guys ever go to any band camps during the summer?
So, yeah, this last year we went to the Dixie Band Camp. I didn't realize it was the second oldest camp in the United States. It used to be at Arkansas State back to the late 80s, but it's down at UCA in Conway. We had some kids go to the Arkansas Tech Camp, had a few go to the University of Arkansas Camp. So we had kids all over the place.
Well, you mentioned some of those events that are coming up, you guys still have coming up. Can you tell us more about some of those?
So next week we go to Branson next Saturday. It's a prelims finals competition, so there'll be a bunch of groups from Missouri and Arkansas. I think there's even a couple of Illinois groups there. So I've not been to that competition, but it looks like a really good lineup. So we'll be doing that on the 13th. And the 16th, we head to Rogers for our region contest, and that's where we will qualify for state marching, which is on the 29th of October. And it's also the first part of the sweepstakes where you get superior ratings on the marching field. And in the spring, it'll be a concert and a sight reading where kids will play stuff they've not seen. So we've got those three events coming up this month, in addition, of course, to our last few home games.
Well, before you know it, it'll be time for your holiday concert, and I know that's something that you got to be looking forward to every year.
So, yeah, especially when it's hot like this and they cool off for a couple of days. But, yeah, you start looking at that Christmas music, hoping that the weather will change a little bit. But it'll be cold soon enough, I guess. But, yeah, we're already starting to look at that, look at the, you know, the instrumentation and who's going to be playing some of those specialty instruments, you know, like bassoon or bass clarinet, those types of things. So, yeah, we're already kind of looking at that music. And, of course, the Christmas parade is also in December. So, yeah, it kind of never ends. You just go from one thing into the next.
Yeah. And are you guys doing any performances for Veterans Day?
So, yes, we actually, I believe it's on the 8th of November, we have the Mr. Zorman with ROTC has this big veterans program, so we'll be playing at that. And then actually this year, I think on Veterans Day, which is November 11th, of course, on a Sunday, they're gonna do it at 1 o'clock down there at Veterans Plaza. So, yeah, we'll have a brass group out there to support our veterans. I think that's very important to you know, for the kids to understand the sacrifices that were made, you know, on their behalf and our behalf. And so we always try to participate in Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and those types of things.
Yeah. Now, and I know you guys have a band also playing for basketball season a little bit. Do preparations for that change any?
Well, so we'll be in the middle of that. That one's a little trickier because now, at least with marching, you know, you're doing ball games, we're doing pep rallies, we're, you know, doing half times like tonight, and competitions. And then we get into doing the concert season part where you're doing the stuff on stage. And of course, kids are going to try out for all region bands, honor bands, and that type of thing. And so typically, a lot of times, we'll use the same music that we use this fall. There's a lot of things that we do from year to year that the fans like, that the kids like. And so we kind of spread that out amongst the kids. You know, obviously that's a smaller group, but it's pretty much the same music that we're doing this fall. Sometimes we'll add a little bit more stuff in there. But it looks like, I know some years we don't have a whole lot of home games. It looks like there's about 7 games from January to the end of February that, it looks like every Tuesday night in January and every Friday night in February we'll be up at the gym playing and supporting our teams.
I tell you what, we mentioned a couple times some of the competitions that you guys go to. I know it's got to be quite a thrill for some of those kids to be going to some of those places, especially if there are places that they've never been before.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's the sophomores, especially when they have not been out of town and not do that, and then they get somewhere and all of a sudden they see some big semi-trucks from all these different schools and these really big groups. It can be a little bit overwhelming, but our kids they handled it really well last week, and So we had a good outing, and next time around it gets a little easier for them because they've, you know, done that and they've experienced that. We also have quite a few ninth graders that are helping us, so that's good because those kids come and help move props and do different things, and then they kind of see what that's about, and they can tell their friends how much fun that was, and then, you know, they're kind of prepared then when they step into it next year.
All right. Been visiting with the Mountain Home Band Director, Tom Chetnick. Tom, thank you so much, and good luck to your band for the rest of the year.
All right, thanks.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll actually check some of the scores from around the state and from around the area when we come back here on the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber Football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Are you stuck with a low credit score? A credit report and score that's causing you to be denied credit or pay higher interest rates than others for the same things? Then do what Terrence did and call the experts at CreditRepair.com for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help restore your credit.
I started thinking about buying a new house and my score wasn't where I needed it to be. I called and spoke with one of the representatives and just had a good conversation and I liked what he was saying.
Just one call for his free credit evaluation was all it took.
I'm seeing the deletions and I'm getting the report, so I know something's being done. It does make a difference to me.
At CreditRepair.com, dreams do happen.
Thanks to CreditRepair.com, I will be able to have a better credit score and get that house.
Don't let a low credit score hold you back another day. Do what Terrence did and make the call for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help get back on track to great credit.
Call 800-683-4522. That's 800-683-4522. 800-683-4522.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio as Mountain Home and Jacksonville are knotted up at 15-all on this homecoming night. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Let's first take a look what else is going on in the 6A East. Marion, who is ranked fifth in Class 6A right now, is losing to Searcy. Last score we saw was 14-0 in the first quarter. Pine Bluff ranked fourth in Class 6A up on Jones. Actually, I'm sorry, they're trailing Jonesboro now, 13-12 at halftime. And West Memphis, who's third in Class 6A, is leading Sylvan Hills 13-10 at the break. On the local level, it is a Yellville Summit trailing Rector 21-12 at halftime. Salem, it's been all Salem right now. Second quarter, the Greyhounds lead Midland by a score of 44-0. Melbourne playing at Marshall this evening, and we do have a score update on that at halftime. The Bearcats lead the Bobcats 46-0. It is a Mountain View up on a Harding Academy. Sorry, Mountain View trailing Harding Academy 21-6 at the break. Harrison, who is ranked fourth in Class 5A, leads Valonia 48-6 at halftime. West Plains is up on Waynesville 35-0 at halftime. The Zizzers come into this game ranked fourth in Class 4, and they are still undefeated on the season. Hollister leads Aurora 14-13 at the break. Branson is up on Nixa 7-3 at halftime. Have not seen a score update on the game between Forsyth and Stockton. And Ava leads Thayer 20-0 at halftime. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it is number one North Little Rock leading Fort Smith Southside 42-14 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Bryant is up on Little Rock Central 28-0 at halftime. Third-ranked Fayetteville leads Van Buren 35-14 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Conway is losing to Cabot 21-7 at the break. It is number 5, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A. Up on Siloam Springs, 28-7 at halftime. Number 6, Fort Smith Northside, is leading at Little Rock Catholic 23-7 at the break. 7th-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, playing at Maumelle tonight. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. 8th-ranked Bentonville West leads Rogers by a score of 28-0 in the second quarter. It is number 9 Benton, who is also ranked number 1 in ranked number 2 in Class 6A. Leading Little Rock Hall, I believe. It is Panthers up 28-0 in the second quarter. And number 10, Warren, who is also number 1 in Class 4A, is leading Dumas 10-0 in the second quarter. We've already mentioned all the games in the Class 6A top 5, so let's move on to the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't yet got to. Number 2, Little Rock McClellan, is up on Hope 48-9 in the second quarter. 3rd-ranked Little Rock Christian leads J.A. Fair 42-7 in the second quarter. And number 5, Texarkana, is up on Hot Springs Lakeside 28-7 at the break. In the Class 4A top 5 games that we haven't yet got to, number 2, Joe T. Robinson, is up on 3rd-ranked Nashville right now 21-7 at halftime. Number 4, Rivercrest, leads Highland 34-14 at halftime. And 5th-ranked Dardanelle, I believe they're trailing Ozark. Yes, they are. The Sand Lizards are trailing the Hillbillies right now 14-13 at halftime. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Boonville, leads Greenland 34-27 at the break. High-scoring game there. 2nd-ranked Clinton was scheduled to host Cedar Ridge tonight, but the Timberwolves have canceled the rest of their season. That made big news earlier this week. 3rd-ranked Prescott is up on number 4, Smackover, 20-7 at halftime. And number 5, Risen, leads Palestine Wheatley 44-0 at halftime. And in the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, is up on Spring Hill 49-0 at the break. 2nd-ranked Foreman leads Lafayette County 42-0 at halftime. It is number 3, Hazen, up on Desark 8-0 at halftime. 4th-ranked Junction City is off this week. Conway Christian, who is tied for 5th, leads England 50-14 in the second quarter. And Earl, who is tied with Conway Christian for that number 5 ranking, playing at Brinkley this evening and have not seen a score on that one as of yet. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home and Jacksonville all knotted up at 15. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
ESA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under Asa Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower, and more tax cuts are on the way. ASA took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. ASA reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. Asa Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game-changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.
Classic hit.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.